Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm Greg the Dive Master. Still hungover from a Dima show. Yeah. I'm doing a cheap imitation of Drunken Santa, it sounds like, doesn't it? But that's what happens after you have a successful diving equipment and marketing association trade show in Orlando last week. We had a ball. If you heard the show, you heard basically before the party really started, which it kicks in after the show floor closes down and everyone moves over to the bar. And we end up, doing our networking, having a cocktail or two. And, it's luckily we have a week buffer between events because Sunday after the show and Monday pretty much didn't exist as far as I'm concerned. I was a mess. Bill, the producer, was there Saturday. He didn't hang around for those nighttime festivities.
I was able to accomplish quite a few things on Sunday and Monday. Thank you very much.
Exactly. So he was our backup plan today, just in case. CJ has showed up here today, but he was there for some of those nighttime festivities and managed to wander in.
I was worthless Sunday and Monday as well.
Yeah.
I wasn't until Tuesday where I felt okay.
Yeah. It was
he's a big Amy Mann fan.
Right, till Tuesday. Thank you.
Yeah, that was really, really obscure. But whatever. What? Till Tuesday? Seriously?
Don't speak.
Oh, my God.
Man, no doubt?
Yeah, it is.
It is no doubt.
What is wrong with you guys?
We are derailed.
Yeah, definitely.
No, but that was a huge, huge fun.
Yeah, big, big time fun with our diving.
We paid the price, for sure.
Yeah, we paid the price. And you know, it's funny. At the show, before the show last week, I said, it's time for our yearly diving family reunion. And I had several people come up to me at the show. Hey, Greg, great reunion. I don't know if we have started something.
Oh, cool.
But I kind of called it that last week, and several people came up to me and really agreed. Maybe after doing this thing for 17 years, that's how it feels to me. Because we get to hang out with some of the friends we've made over the years and, seeing people. Sometimes this is the only time of year we get to see them. And we catch up, and it does feel like a family reunion. You know, there's that one cousin you want to avoid, at the time, which is usually...
It's me.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Bill. It is, it's probably you, right?
Right, exactly.
So I'm thinking it's me.
Well,
we're all thinking it's us.
Well, Bill stood up. He took the bullet. He took that...
I don't think it's Bill.
You don't think it's Bill?
No, I don't think it's Bill.
Why do you
Not
say
for
that?
Me.
Not for you.
I wouldn't avoid him.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's true. Bill was only there Saturday. Or no, you were there every morning.
I was there
that's
every
right.
morning. Thank you for remembering.
Well, see, that's why I told you I'm going to be moving a little slow today.
Yes,
still.
I drove from my home 45 minutes to get there every day. I don't want to do that again. Next year, I will probably stay on property.
Yes. Well, because the commute will kill you
it
next year.
It will be
year.
Very long next year.
Yeah, because it's in Las Vegas. But Bill said, yeah, I want to go to Vegas. He wants to actually come out to the diving family reunion with us next year.
Once again, I am not going to come out at the diving family reunion.
He's been out for a long, long time.
I will just be there. I will be myself. You can accept me as I am,
That's
but
awesome,
I'm not
Bill.
Coming out. I will continue to have fathered my four children and just keep on moving.
And just for the record, we don't really accept him. We just tolerate him. Right,
There's
CJ?
A difference.
Yeah.
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 Big difference. But it was a great event. Dima, we just had so much
fun.
He
could just kill your mic at any time.
Yeah, I know that. But he still manages to leave it on.
Well, it's because I haven't figured out how to make you think that it's still on.
Oh, that's what it is.
Okay. If I could figure out how to make you think you were still on the air, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
We can make that happen.
Basically, what's going to happen on today's show is it's going to come back in waves, like flashback moments of what happened. And we're going to share some of the behind-the-scenes
like
elements.
Peristalsis.
Osmosis. Yeah, one
peristalsis.
Of those.
Another choice.
Yeah, we're going to go back in the future. Whatever. And have... what was that, Bill?
It's just coming back to me in waves.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Pink Floyd.
Is that what it was? Yeah. And, yeah, but it was a great event. You know, the overall vibe that I got from the exhibitors was that business was definitely was popping.
Yeah, and they didn't want a back rub. Thank you anyway. That was the other vibe I got from them.
You were offering that? That was you?
No, it was you, actually. I was just right behind you. Can you tell him I don't really want a back rub?
Did this happen? I don't remember.
Were people
this.
Tense? I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was several masseuse booths.
That's where that glitter came from.
Good job with your pronunciation there. That could have gone horribly badly.
It all makes sense now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But yeah, you just go with it.
You know what I'm thinking? It's
what?
Like it is like a reunion for you.
Right.
To me, it's like the movie, the end of the Hangover movies, where the next day you're going through the pictures.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Right.
Oh, look at that one.
Oh!
And you're, well, I hope that one doesn't end up on Facebook.
Yeah, I've already had a couple texted to me that I was kind of like, yeah, you're going to keep that to yourself, right?
Yep.
No, yeah, keep that little personal souvenir.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, by the way, we have three new sponsors this week.
Yeah?
Corporate blackmail. Who knew it could even happen?
Wow. are they advertising? No.
Wow. Anyway.
More of a concept.
Yeah, okay, just a concept. Jimmy, the bubble boy, was with us. He's going to show up today. But the other person that we have to give a shout-out to is Jerry the diver guy.
Jerry!
What up, Jerry?
He hung with the
Did he make it
crew.
Back okay, back home?
He did, and then he had oral surgery.
Yeah, he had to go into surgery as soon as he got back to West Virginia.
I'm glad you said surgery after that. Kind of caught me off guard there.
Yeah. But he is recovering. I don't know if he can talk to us today because literally he had to have his tonsils taken out or something from screaming in all week.
No, you know? It wasn't something that we did, was it?
I'm sure it was. Do you remember what happened?
I have a memory of Jerry laughing really, really hard in the car, and I can't remember what we were laughing at.
I don't think it mattered. Every time I looked at him, he was busting a
we
gut.
We had a good time.
Yeah. And I looked over at Nick at Voli Voli from Fiji. He was passed out in the chair of Denny's.
Nick had a good time. He didn't that quite is... make it. Was it a time change thing? Can we blame it on that?
Yeah, no, we can't. But we'll say that for, you know, to protect his family and private life.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good time. We had a great little blowout on the last night. But Jerry the diver guy was with us, and he hung with us, and he kind of kicked it up a notch with his spring water from West Virginia there.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Did you bring yours in, by the way, Bill?
I did not bring it today. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Just in preparation, I did watch an episode of Moonshiners this week.
That was nice.
The new season kicked off. It did take the bite away, just a tad. You know, but.
That's a good burn.
Mm-hmm.
Good burn.
Yeah.
Let you know you're alive.
Little hair of the dog to get you through the rest of the week. Nothing like it. And thanks to Jerry the diver guy.
I just had one shot of that stuff, and that's all I needed.
That's all you needed to kind of, you know, take the pain away. You know, after 4 days of doing the Dima show, it's like, you know, if you've done a trade show, it is painful to walk around a trade show that is big as Dima. It's like going to Disney World for 4 days straight. I mean, it is physically challenging, and
I find it fiscally challenging because there's so many things that I want to buy.
That's true, but physically, it is a challenge, and I'll start whining after the first day or so, and then the mermaids they try doing it in heels, Greg. I said, what do you think I'm wearing?
That's right, you were wearing pumps.
Pumps. I mean, I would not call those heels. They were like, what, inch and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they made me look taller, didn't they?
They did make you look taller.
They shaped your calves very nicely.
Well, I was really going for the buttocks. I was, you know, if you...
It's not really as much of a butt thing for you. I'm sorry.
The wax job didn't
Wait,
hurt
no,
either.
Look at this. Look at me. Look at that.
No, you got no butt.
No. Buns of steel. Look. Go ahead. You bounce a quarter off that.
Like a kick plate on a door.
You know what? You can keep the quarter. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, you haven't gotten the idea already, we believe it or not, aren't drinking right now.
The mermaids, though, could not have looked better. And it was much nicer to be able to have them walk the floor of the show than to be, I don't know, carried or pushed around.
That's right. They were mobile mermaids.
Partially flooding it.
Debuted at the Dima Show. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of our Beatles shenanigans that went on at the Dima Awards party and some of the songs that we played last week. We're going to play next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the Dima Show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a Dima Dive Show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your Dima Dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
When I went under, I was oh so blown away. Never thought I'd want to dive the kelp of Monterey Bay.
But now these dives are done.
I know one thing for sure. Now I find I'm the diving kind that likes kelp on the ocean floor. Kelp is in my plan when I go down, and I do appreciate it when it's found. Kelp is a cool mix of green and brown. Won't you please, please kelp me, kelp me, kelp me. Ooh.
Yes, that was one of the songs that we played at the Dima Show for our Beatles-themed festivities. CJ really seemed to enjoy that one that we were playing. I saw you, like, were you tapping your feet or having a seizure? Well, which one was it there? Which one?
I just had an itch.
Just had an itch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
RLT. Right,
so I'll take it. I think it's I'll take that as a good sign, maybe. Bubble Boy has showed up. How you doing, Jimmy?
Pretty good, man.
All right, good. And on the line, who was a part of that Kelp Madness, that creation. That was the first collaborative effort.
Huh? I said, Greg tells me that you're going to, that you sang on that kelp song that we played at Dima.
Right.
And he said, you cannot prove that.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we sound slightly different because, you know, the Beatles can sing really high. And I can't sing that high. So we have to kind of slow down the tape machine. And that's when you play it back at regular speed, makes it sound a little more chipmunky. But Pup helped out on that. And or maybe that was something I wasn't supposed to say publicly, Pup. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought you were going to destroy all evidence of that particular session.
Yeah, that was actually, that was CJ. That was, yeah, that was CJ.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
That was Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
No, CJ digs it. He was over there twerking, and that's what
that's
I
That's right. That's what that
Bill
was.
Told me he was twerking.
I told you that was a rash.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how he
and
works
she
it.
She looked as though she could itch it.
Oh. I don't really know what to think of that, and I think we'll just leave that one alone for now.
What?
But yeah,
by the way, that
Pup
glitter is definitely not from a stripper.
Has been hanging out in Florida since the Dima show, and tonight your visit to the East Coast basically culminates with a performance down at on the Island Time. Is that right, Pup?
That is absolutely correct. I'm just kind of hanging, getting ready for it, real pumped up and loving the nice warm weather. I know you all think it's a little bit chilly for this time of year for you. I know the weather's been stirring up a little, but for me, this is beautiful. So.
Yeah. Well, the Island Time, by the way, is down in, is it in Isla Mirada or is it in Key Largo? I think it's Key Largo.
It's here in Key Largo, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right, literally, I'm like a half mile from it. So
okay.
I'm really close.
All right. So it's Island Time Charters. It's part of the Reef Diver or Keys Divers dive operation, but they have this paddle boat that goes out for sunset cruises, and tonight the scuba cowboy, Pup Morris, is going to perform for a couple hours. Do you happen to know if there's still seats available on this excursion this evening there, Pup, or what? What's going on?
I believe there is, yes, because apparently there's some NASCAR event going on. This is the last weekend out or something. So.
Okay. All right. So I guess if you just do a Google search on Island Time Charters, and if you're in the Key Largo area tonight, Saturday evening, you can check out the Scuba Cowboy there in Key Largo and hop on board and, you know, sing along. Maybe you can, you know, request a tune like, hey, man, play Kelp. And then
no.
And then
no, and no again.
Yeah, and then Pup will kick you off the boat. Simple as that.
Exactly.
You know, it's pretty easy to do. But how has your visit in Florida been going since the Dima show there, Pup? What do you think?
It's actually been really fantastic. I have just got an absolutely overwhelming welcome. Everywhere I've gone, I've had, everywhere I've performed, people come up to me saying, hey, come on over and perform at this place. Come on over and perform at this place. We love this stuff. This is great. So I'm definitely going to make this, that's kind of what I was down here for, to make it a regular part of my route. And try to get down here three or four times a year. So I already got plans to come right back down again, probably even in another month. So,
very nice.
Yeah, excellent. And, you know, he is going to be back in the area in January because we have just booked our tickets, our airline tickets for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in January. And the Scuba Cowboy is going to be on board with me as well as Mermaid Tiffany.
Oh, yeah. She was bragging about that on Facebook today.
Was she bragging? As she should. Because while we're at the Dima show, not only do we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which, by the way, I have more information to share with you. Big news about that trip coming up a little bit later on in the show. But while we're at the Dima show, we actually ended up adding some travel time on the front side because we fly into St. Kitts. We have been invited by the Nevis State Tourism Board down there, St. Kitts Nevis, to go over to Nevis and dive with our buddy Ellis and some of the folks from Nevis. Nevis, by the way, beautiful, beautiful island.
I loved his TV show with Butthead.
Yeah, Nevis and Butthead, no, that was a different thing. But but Nevis, the island of Nevis, is where the rock stars go to vacation.
Ah.
The Rolling Stones, I think, have been down in that part of the world and is one of their places where they hang. So we might go out there.
Coconut trees?
Yeah, we'll go do the Keith Richards thing, climb a coconut tree, see if we fall out of it, you know, that kind of thing.
So what you're saying, Greg, is they invited us because of me instead of you? Is that what you're...
Yeah, they heard that song, Kelp, and they say, we got to get this here! Maybe that I could have been mistaken. But anyway, they've invited us down, and then we put that together at the Dima show. And then on the backside of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, we end up in St. Martin. We're going to fly straight to Dominica and go hang out on the nature island with our friends there at the Fort Young Hotel and Simon and Woody and the whole gang that we've come to know from Dominica Dive Fest over the last few years, and do a little precursor for this coming year's Dive Fest event, which, by the way, they're turning 21. So it'll be the 21st annual
Dive
Fest, and they want us to come out as a little pre-Dive Fest event, so we're going to take a little hop over from St. Martin and run to Dominica for a few nights.
Well, Greg, tell Woody to bring his machete.
Yes, he will need it. That, and we're going to chew on some wood.
Yes, and they also specifically told Greg he may not participate in the canoe races ever again.
Yeah, well, there's no canoe races going on the week we're there. We're just going as a little, a quick little run over there. Mermaid Tiffany hasn't been to Dominica. Pup has, but Tiffany has been bugging us for some time to go
don't
there.
Don't gesture towards me and say Mermaid Tiffany, because guess what?
What?
I ain't been neither.
Well, you just can't go.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's simple as that.
But if I'll be tagged onto the back end, I'm okay with not going.
But anyway, our week liveaboard trip has turned into a two-week dive adventure that, of course, we will cover wall-to-wall right here on the big show. All right, Scuba Cowboy tonight, Island Time Charters in Key Largo. Go check them out or go to thescubacowboy.com and pick up his music. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Okay, so a couple big things happened at the DEMA show, one being that we're going to Nevis for a few days before our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise and then to Dominica. But while we're on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with our friends from Explore Ventures, January 18th, and by the way, there's still like two spots left, here's some big news for you. I sat down with the folks from Scuba Pro who are going to be a part of this event. They're coming on board with some demo gear for everybody to play with for the week, but they gave me the list of stuff that they're planning to provide as some prizes for people on board, and I got to tell you what, there are going to be some very happy Scuba Radio cruisers with us that week, because Scuba Pro is coughing up some masks, some regulators and things, I mean big ticket items that we're going to give away to people on the boat. I'm not going to say what it is, but I'll tell you, it is huge. So if you want to join us January 18th, here's your last chance to take advantage of this, because the folks from Scuba Pro are definitely stepping up to give us some nice prizes for people that join us for that event January 18th with Explore Ventures. Go to exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Grab those couple last spots and join us. We got Ruth and Barry from Dive Training Magazine. They're going to shoot a cover for Dive Training Magazine while we're on board. Of course, we're going to do the radio show. We got a couple mermaids for photo ops and things. It's just going to be an amazing adventure. And once again, the folks from Scuba Pro are hooking us up with some cool stuff to give away as well. So I'm real excited about that trip. Not just the fact that we've extended it to a two-week, you know, world-traveling type of scenario, for ourselves, for the folks that join us that week in Saba, for the Saba St. Kitts itinerary on their liveaboard, it's just going to be an amazing adventure. Bill, you want to go, right?
Yes, Greg, I do want to go.
Yeah, but you can't. Just someone who's listening right now that wants to join us and get in on this free stuff. See, that's one of the beautiful things when you book a trip like this, you can rub it into all your friends. They can hate you as much as they want. That's when you know you really have made it big time.
They can't hate any of our listeners more than I hate you right this
second. Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you. I think. Yeah. Stand up next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 248. When your wife asks the inevitable, "Does the wetsuit make me look fat?" question.
Of course it makes you look fat.
An acceptable diver's reply is, "No, it's not the wetsuit."
Oh, come on.
And...
you haven't even tried donuts yet.
Remember to budget for an additional surcharge when traveling as a single on your next dive trip somewhere.
You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Greg.
You look it. The very picture of health.
Not a bad thing for a doctor to be.
Funny, but it does remind me of a question I wanted to ask you.
And what's that?
We've talked about dive fitness, but what about being physically ready for a dive? Do you mind talking about that?
Of course not. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
Always a fan of that plan.
I thought you would like that. But let's talk about what divers can do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready.
That's a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear or dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Start with getting plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes our energy levels and can impair judgment. It can also decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to a dive, especially the night before.
I'll never argue with getting more sleep. Now, what else can we do?
Drink more.
All right. Doctor telling me to drink more.
Water.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew it was too good to be true. Can I just drink some on the way to the dive site, though?
If only it were that easy. Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to a dive. Try to keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum, as they tend to dehydrate us, which is obviously not the goal.
Can I at least eat more?
Definitely, but make sure you go quality over quantity. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Is there anything that combines mental and physical?
Sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of their starting status. When you wake up in the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing, and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can really be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
We do. And we can put ourselves through a lot of angst later because of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it and give you a hard time, but what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on the cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. And all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation. But don't forget to take care of you, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Oh, dear God. What the hell happened here? Jimmy, Really? I thought we were keeping him out of here. You know, we're at the DEMA show last week, and I actually ran into a couple from, I believe they run a dive shop in Merritt Island, Florida. And they came up to us at the first day of DEMA.
They can probably smell him, too.
And I was like, oh, my God, it's Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. And he had the whole white beard, the whole thing. He didn't really smell the same as our Drunken Santa. He goes, oh, look, I'm Santa. I'm not drunk. I take this seriously. And he about smacked me upside the head. And I said, well, at least there's a few respectable Santas still left. But we're still stuck with ours that is usually passed out in the gutter outside the Scuba Radio studio here, and obviously Jimmy's let him in. What are you doing here, man?
Ding, fries are done. Oh. Would you like an apple pie with that?
What are you doing here? It's not even Thanksgiving yet,
it's
Santa.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Really?
Greg, you were not here.
Yeah.
I came by last weekend. Everything was dark.
That's right. We did see someone, you know, that was mistaken for you. Had a very similar kind of look.
Where were you?
At the DEMA show at the Orange County Convention Center. The
DENA?
Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show. And
Santa.
Good thing. Jimmy didn't tell him that we were there.
Dong.
It would have been bad if he showed up. That's what worried me when I saw that couple from Merritt Island. Like, oh, my God, how did he get in? And then I realized he was a respectable Santa. It just runs a dive store, you know, in his spare time.
He talks really fast.
Well, that's just, you know, you have to do that.
What
are you doing here?
It's
literally
almost Christmas time.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet. You know,
you're one of those calendar watchers. You're Mr. Grinch.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't be a Grinch.
Bah humbug. All right,
don't be a Grinch.
What is this paper? What are these papers you have? What are you holding on to? Which is amazing. You don't have a bottle in your hand.
I ran
right
into
now.
Captain Bob.
Captain Patrick is his name, actually, from
Captain
the world
Pete.
Of boating.
Captain
Pete. Captain P.
Captain D's. I love your seafood.
No. Patrick.
And he's got a screenplay. We are going to Hollywood.
What?
Hollywood.
He wrote the Scuba Radio Christmas play again. It's a script.
And I am going to be famous.
Is he in this, Patrick? I'm looking back at him. Yeah.
Like 90%.
Oh, great.
And here's the best part.
You can't read. That's the best part.
Here's the best part of it.
What's that?
There's puppets. Like, puppets.
Well, last time we did our Christmas play, we ended up on the Island of Misfit Toys or something. I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't remember that one.
That doesn't surprise me.
That was a while ago.
That was a year ago, actually, about there. But, yeah, it's so lucky he remembers what happened yesterday.
Hey, Jimmy.
Bubble boy.
You're standing under the mistletoe.
No, that's Poison Ivy.
But, yeah, go ahead.
So we have puppets.
Plant one on them. Go for it.
Come here,
you big, cute guy.
No way.
Come on.
No.
Get in here for the real thing.
Let go.
Oh, my God.
We're all men here.
All right, so we're going to do the idea here is we have another Christmas play.
I love this guy.
Okay.
I love this guy.
That's too much information.
He is a great dude.
But we have another Christmas play, a Scuba Radio Christmas play that you are going to participate in. Is that, and so you're here to prepare for that?
If you'll have me, I'd love to be a part of it. I'll check with my agent.
If I have a vote, I say no.
But thank you very much.
It's an honor even to be nominated.
You know what? I've had obstacles in my career, and I always overshadow.
You overshadow.
Overcome.
Yeah, listen.
And I will survive.
Yeah.
Because I am a woman.
But I don't
this
really want to have
you prove it.
This
is going to be the best Christmas ever. And when do we start the movie?
First of all, it's a play. And we'll do it probably about a week before Christmas. So you have your script now. And I guess you have to prepare.
Who's playing me?
Bill, are you playing him?
George Clooney.
Oh. There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's a dead ringer.
I will be in my trailer.
Okay.
And tell me when you need me.
Yeah, there's no mini bar in there.
Not anymore, there's not.
Maxi bar.
Oh, brother.
Stop it. Listen to me. We have to get agents.
to make sure that we don't get taken advantage of.
Yeah. Well, the mermaid puppet, I don't know if she's ready to
this
bake.
This thing's going
to
become a Christmas classic. And then it shows on TV every year.
Well,
we don't get anything.
We did do it last year. And, you know, which questions, why are we doing it again?
Many dozens of people clamored.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Most people have blocked it out by now. That's like him. All right.
Cheers.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We're getting wetter all the time. I used to get wet in the pool. The dive instructor was cool.
And a bit insane.
As we went down, the bubbles would sound. As we were taught the dive rules. I've got to admit, it's getting wetter. A little wetter all the time.
We need to submerge.
Yes, I admit, it's getting wetter. A little wetter.
Chipmunks. Mary Poppins to do this song. What is this?
What do you mean, Mary Poppins? No, that was Alvin and the Chipmunks.
It sounded like Little English Muppets.
Yes, that's who we got. Yeah, but yeah, that went over.
Chim-chim-any.
That went over pretty well at the Dima show.
They were drinking.
Yeah, they were hungover. So,
God bless them.
Yeah, so it worked.
Everyone.
We had this Beatles theme. We had the whole crew dressed up as Sergeant Pepper's outfits for our morning festivities and for the demo party on Friday night at the Hard Rock Cafe. We looked good. We looked the part. We just didn't necessarily sound the part when we played those songs, but they still enjoyed them. They humored us regardless.
The jackets we wore looked pretty good.
At the beginning of the week.
Yes.
And then
but they looked good by the end of the week, too. It just looked like we were becoming the Hulk.
Right. Yeah, I think it was Jimmy's outfit and your outfit definitely had busted out on the back.
Yeah, I bent down to pick something up, and I
ripped
it rip, and I thought, I am the strongest man in the world.
Yeah, CJ. Yeah.
I got a title for your album.
Yeah, oh, we have an album now.
Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Farts Club Band.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, don't like it. Don't like it. By the way, we had a great time.
Mr. Queef.
Okay. Anyway, we had a great time, and a lot of after show festivities went down. Jimmy the Bubble Boy was with it. And by the way, Jimmy, you left your pants in my room. Here you go, bud.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. I was looking for those.
Don't ever do that
again. He actually just handed him a pair of pants.
That is an actual...
Those are your pants, right?
What are these stains?
Yeah, that's how I figured it was your pants.
That's for you to find
out. Those are your pants, aren't they?
They sure are.
Well, there you go.
I don't remember... Greg, where are my pants, Greg?
We're engaged, Jimmy. No.
It's the right thing to do.
I've joined the ranks of Kelly the Brazilian and asking for my pants.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't wear pants. She wears Brazilian swimsuits.
No. Why am I wearing pants?
Yeah, I don't know what she. What is he talking about?
I don't know, but it's a good accent.
Yeah. So anyway, how did his pants get to your whatever?
That is a story that we will not share publicly to protect the guilty. Simple as that. But that's what happens at the Dima show. You know, things
let
like
the
this.
Rumors fly.
I use them as a flotation device in the drunk tank.
Oh, interesting. They are parachute pant looking type of.
Did you go in the be a diver pool? Was that it?
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Hello.
I thought it was a big martini.
Oh, I thought, he's like, hey, I gotta go to the restroom. Be right back. Came back. He was
soaking,
asking for a towel.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah. What was up with that?
I soiled myself.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a good time. And a few new products were on display at the Dima Show. We actually gave away four of these new Gobi lights from Light and Motion. Did you ever get over to their booth and see that thing, Bill?
I did not see it.
This is literally a revolutionary new dive light because most dive lights...
It looks like one of those handheld tasers.
Yeah, exactly. It's about the same size. It's fairly small, but it's very powerful. And the thing about dive lights is that you're not really supposed to use them on the surface real, real long because they get hot and the element will burn up the bulb and that kind of thing. So dive lights are designed to be in the water. This is a new style of modular light. So you buy the body, and it comes with a lens, and you can put different lenses on the front of this light. It's called the Gobi from Light and Motion. They start shipping literally this week. We gave away four literally before you can buy it. You could win it there at the Dima show. But a really neat concept from Light and Motion where you can take different lenses, so you can put a surface light on there if you want. And or actually, all the lenses can go underwater or stay on the surface without harming the elements. So it's a very versatile light. So you could use it for camping. You could use it in your car. You could use it any way you want. And you can also use it underwater. So it's a multi-purpose light. But these different lenses, you can go with a spot beam. If you're doing macro photography, you go with a wide beam. You just snap it on and snap it off, whatever you need. And so they have like three or four different lenses you put on this thing.
The one very that scares off a bear. I need when I'm out in the wild, I need to be able to scare off a bear.
If a flashing red light will scare a bear, but regardless, you could try it, and you let us know how that works for you. But I think
what I really need is a flashing light that says "hot, fresh, now," because it's the best way to get the police.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crispy.
Now, when
donut
you say
joke.
Scare off a bear,
yes,
you mean like a large gay guy,
yes,
or an actual grizzly bear.
I'll take a little column A, a little column B. I'd like to be able to be able to defend myself in either case.
Actually, okay. You know what? I found Jimmy's pants in Bill's room.
Ah,
I was playing dead.
That explains it.
The pot thickens.
Mm-hmm. That explains a lot because my room was at my house,
and I remember finding Bill curled up in a ball. And staying very, very still.
Jim is like not a bear. He's nowhere near hairy enough.
Yeah, that's
he's more
true.
Like an otter.
You otter know.
Why do you even play this game with us?
I'm just going to let that die.
Why do you even play this game with us, Greg?
Because
you just give us the bemused look that says, I have no idea what you're talking about, and move on.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much the reaction I'm used to for the last 17 years on this show. You just kind of go with it. Get used to it. All right, we got another hour of Scuba Radio on deck. More Dima memories, flashbacks are going to be shared, as well as some other cool stuff. So stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
These little snails, you know how to wail here. That's why it's hot, 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 that you watch how the army is looking out in your front yard.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.